The U.S. Senate is gearing up to vote on its plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The bill would cut funding for Medicaid. That's the program that provides health insurance for children, middle-income people in nursing homes, poor people, and people with disabilities. Iowa Public Radio's Katarina Sestarek reports Medicaid cuts would also hurt Iowa's rural hospitals and jeopardize access to health care for rural residents.
At Keokuk County Health Center in rural southeast Iowa, a tour of the entire hospital and clinic takes less than 10 minutes.
And then lastly, where we're at, this room, the procedure area, we do scalps here.
Matt Ives is administrator and CFO. He says Medicaid cuts would be a significant detriment to his hospital.
Our county, just because of the nature of how it is, we have probably about 18% of the population is Medicaid.
Small rural hospitals like this one tend to serve populations that are poorer, sicker, and older, and they operate on very thin financial margins. That means any cuts to Medicaid will have a more pronounced impact at rural hospitals than at large urban ones. The Senate's proposal to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act includes two major changes to Medicaid. The first would roll back funding for the Medicaid expansion, which extended coverage to 150,000 Iowans. The second would cap federal spending on Medicaid, which covers a total of 600,000 people in Iowa. Keith Mueller, interim dean at the University of Iowa's College of Public Health, says that means the federal government likely won't keep up with the increasing costs of health care.
And if that were to happen, then the concern on the part of providers, including the small rural hospitals, is that the payment to them would be reduced to stay within whatever that per capita rate is set to be on, like I say, each year.
Estimates based on the U.S. House version of the health care bill predict Iowa would see a drop in federal Medicaid funding between $340 and $780 million over the next 5 years. The Senate version proposes deeper Medicaid cuts on a slightly different timeline. It's unlikely that Iowa could make up that difference. The state is already dealing with a budget shortfall, so Iowans will either lose insurance coverage or health care providers will take major pay cuts. Either way, it'll threaten the improvements rural hospitals saw to their bottom lines after Medicaid was expanded in Iowa. Mueller says Iowa's rural hospitals saw their uncompensated care cut nearly in half in the first year of Medicaid expansion. In states that didn't expand Medicaid, some rural hospitals have closed. Iowa Hospital Association President Kirk Norris says good health insurance is better for patients and hospitals.
A lot of people act as though there's no cost to folks when they're not insured. The fact of the matter is, there's no free lunch in healthcare. Folks access care when they need it.
When patients aren't insured, hospitals must find a way to pay for their emergency care. At Iowa's county-owned hospitals, that cost can shift to local taxpayers. Rob Gerdner is CEO at Henry County Health Center in Mount Pleasant. He says 4 years ago, about 10% of patients were insured through Medicaid. Now, it's 18%.
One of the things is we've seen through our community, more and more people are, with their income levels and what they're having to do for work, they are more reliant upon Medicaid to access care for their healthcare services.
Gerdner says Medicaid cuts would damage the small hospital's finances, especially if the percentage of patients who are on Medicaid continues to climb.
Our organization, our trustees, will have to look at services we provided for 96, 97 years, and do we continue to provide those? We'll have to get smaller because the payment for some of those services just won't be there.
Iowa's hospitals are already seeing thinner margins since the state privatized Medicaid. Gerdner says that, coupled with the threat of federal Medicaid cuts, is very scary for a rural hospital. I'm Katarina Sestarek, Iowa Public Radio News.